The Duke slammed his fist onto his thigh. "Very good. Go on, what else?" He seemed heavy, broad in the shoulders, taller than Sergeant Stammel, I think. He had something on the shoulder of his tunic that glittered. The horse had no barding, but it was a war saddle, and the blanket was black with a red stripe.
What color was the horse?
Light brown, dappled, with a pale mane and tail. All the others were dark, but for the spotted one.
Spotted?
Yes, sir. One was black and white spotted. Now that I think of it, that one was smaller. We went by it in the trees.
What sort of rider on the spotted one?
Pox shook her head. I'm sorry, I don't remember.
But you're sure of the horses?
Yes, sir. Though I don't know that I saw all of them. We were moving too fast, and I was trying to steer around things, but I didn't see the stream until we were almost into it, so I broke the wagon.
Pox faltered, remembering Stammel's lectures on damaged equipment. The Duke's eyes crinkled. Are you an experienced teamster?
Pox looked down. No, sir, my lord.
That's all right, then. Not your equipment.
Pox looked up, still worried.
Ter's bones, girl. That wagon's the least of my concerns. I've lost fighters here. A wagon's nothing. You did well. But I want to know who.
He bounced his fist on his thigh for emphasis. And why and how anyone would attack a caravan of wounded.
No treasure, no ranking prisoners to ransom. And they must know this'll bring my company down on them. It's costing me now, but it'll cost them.
His voice trailed off, and Pox almost flinched at the look in his eyes. He glanced back at her and half-smiled.
You were just promoted, right? Pox, isn't it?
Yes, my lord.
Well, Pox, you've had the most expensive healing I hope you'll ever need, and you should be ready to fight in a day or so. The next time you see those red tunics, you'll have a weapon in hand. I expect you fight as well as you did in your first battle.
The Duke stood.
No, don't try to get up yet. The surgeon will clear you for that.
Pox watched as he strode away, cloak swirling around his tall boots. Pox looked at her leg, no longer wound in bandages. A red scar showed the line of the wound, but it looked nothing like the deep gash it had been. She wondered what they had done, how it had healed so fast, and why they hadn't healed it that way in the first place. She looked around. The makeshift camp was bigger than she'd supposed. Smoke rose from a fire near the stream crossing. Loud clangs revealed a smith at work. Across the clearing, the Duke was talking to a short man in plate armor. They headed for a tent, maroon and white striped. A man in green livery led a big warhorse still lathered in sweat. Another led three lighter mounts. On the track away from the stream, the remains of the caravan clogged the way. Two burnt-out wagons, one unburned, but missing a wheel, dead mules. As she watched, a group of soldiers dragged a mule into the forest. She wondered what had happened to the other wounded. She didn't see any of them. Had they all died? Kalexon hadn't looked that bad. She saw the surgeon and Bonza approaching.
How do you feel? Asked the surgeon.
Fine, said Pox. Can I get up?
Yes, you'll be weaker than you think. You lost a lot of blood.
Vanza reached down an arm, and Pox pulled herself up. She felt dizzy at first, but it passed quickly.
Try walking, said the surgeon.
She took a step, then another. She felt no pain, but she was shaky.
That's expected, the surgeon reassured her. Don't push yourself for the next day or so. Rest when you're tired. Eat and drink as much as you can.
He turned away. Pox looked at Vanza. Where are the others? Were they all...
No, not all.
He sighed. We lost more than we should, though. I still can't believe it. No one does this. I knew the Wolf Prince was bad, but even he... Is that who it was?
It must have been. You saw the wolf's head, didn't you?
Yes, but I'm confused.
We all are.
Now, all you wounded are being healed, as you were, by the Duke's command. For today, stay close. You can help with food and that sort of thing, but don't try to do too much. No hauling mules around. But what did that Master Vetrifuge do? And why not do it all the time if it works so well? Vanza stopped short and gave her a startled look.
You mean you don't know about magical healing?
No. Effa said something about St. Gerd, but...
That's different, or somewhat different. Let me see. First of all, Master Vetrifuge is a mage. Wizard, they're called in the north. Surely you've heard of them.
Yes, but...
Just listen. Some mages specialize in one sort of magic. Healing magic is one particular kind of magic. I don't know how it works. I'm no mage. It's great learning, I've been told, and great power. But whether of a god or the mage himself, I don't know. But healing mages can heal wounds if they aren't too bad. Too old, say, or full of fever. Sometimes they can heal diseases, though not so well. But it takes a lot of money. Mages don't work for nothing.
What about potions?
You had that, too? Mages make potions to speed healing. Those are even more expensive, don't ask me why. Our surgeons always have a few of these, but of course, they don't use them most of the time.
Pox frowned.
Why not? If wounds could be healed so fast...
Because of the cost.
Pox, the Duke will have spent the whole contract's profit, I don't doubt, just healing the few of you here. No one could afford to have every wound magically healed. It's cheaper to train and hire new fighters. Our Duke is one of the few I've heard of who will use such healing at all for his common soldiers.
Oh.
Pox thought about it. She had no way of valuing things, but it seemed strange that a tiny vial of liquid, however rare, could be more costly than a person.
But what did Effa mean, then?
About St. Gerd?
Pox nodded.
Well, the gods can heal, if they will. Those who serve them, marshals of Gerd or captains of Falk or whatever, have the power to ask healing of the gods and have it granted. Before my time, the Duke was friendly with Gerdsmen. I even heard he was one himself, and had a marshal with the company for healing. I've seen men who say they were healed that way.
Does that cost so much?
Well, I can't say. They usually heal their own, and no one else. Marshals heal Gerdsmen and captains heal Falkians. I'd think it would cost, though maybe not in gold. Why should a god give healing for nothing?
The gods give rain and wind for nothing, and sunlight.
For nothing? Surely your people gave back, wherever you're from.
Vanza stared at her.
Pox remembered the little shrines by the well and the corners of her father's fields, the tufts of barley and oats, and the lamb's blood they left there. For an instant, she felt cold, as she realized how close she had come to impiety.
You're right, she said quickly, but the gods have the power to give as they choose, whatever gifts we give. That's what I meant, that we give gifts, we do not compel.
She hoped that was what she'd meant.
He nodded.
True, no one can compel, but they are honorable, or the good ones are, and generous.
He nodded to her and went away.
Pox stared after him, thoughtfully.
Wizards. Magical healing. Somehow when she'd heard of magic potions in songs, she'd never thought of the cost in gold.
Or lives.